Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It's Tuesday, November the 30th, 2010. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. And today I'm on part three of Relate More Humanly at Work, the role of leaders and HR. And as I mentioned before, my colleague Joe Gerstand and I sort of have been swapping questions to interview each other and get to know each other. And Joe's latest question is, if you could create an HR function from scratch, what would it look like and what would it do? So my first thought is to clarify what purpose the organization wants HR to serve. And whether this is fair or not, organization members have expectations that if HR is in your title, you are expected to do your work in a human way. And in too many organizations, I see employees view HR as what I call employee compliance and employee data administration. And if that's the case, then call HR that. If I choose to call myself HR, then I might as well embrace the expectations that go with that, or accept the tension caused when expectations go unmet. If we stick with the label HR, I would want to train anyone who works in HR to understand how to work with human nature. I don't know if that means educating them on sociology, systems thinking, brain science, whatever, but I do know that it is imperative to understand human beings. We wouldn't think of denying a resource like a machine the oil it needs to perform at capacity or deliver quality results. But we take a lot for granted, I think, around enabling human beings at work to perform their best. And I think it's just amazing that because we are human beings, it is assumed we know enough about how human beings work at work. We expect the people who are in charge of race car engines to know how to make them run at peak performance, but why do we treat our human resources any differently? So, given the examples I've used in this three-part series about humans at work, I just want to be clear. I'm not advocating to drop, for instance, logic. So, do deal with employee medical information and keep it confidential according to policy and law, as I mentioned in part one. Do implement that money-saving 800 number, as I mentioned in part two. But please do work with human nature and empathize and actively address the needs of the humans impacted. Again, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.